Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mr. Mark Knopfler on the Fast Fingers there. Welcome back, 7-Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Bradbury. ReadyFounder.com is his website. The Six Secrets of Startup Success is his book. I encourage you to check all that out. He's outstanding and one of the great members of our Brain Trust. John, thanks again for being here and for the great perspectives and wisdom that you're sharing with us. Another thing that I know that you work on is what you call the capacity trap. We've been talking, folks, about the idea trap and the money trap, and now we're talking about the capacity trap. And one of the things that I remember, John, when I started my business back in, 26 years or so ago, I would get out in the marketplace and I'd knock on doors. Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far? That kind of thing. I'd get a bunch of work, and I'd go do the work. And I'd be so proud of myself. I got all this business, and I'd do it, and I'd deliver it, and I'd get paid. And then all of a sudden, I realized I delivered all my work and I didn't have any new work because I spent so much time selling it and then going and doing it. While I was doing the work, nobody was marketing my business.
It's a feast or famine.
Yeah, it was like a slinky going down a stairs, right?
Right.
Really fast and then really slow, and so it's tough, isn't it?
It is, and a basic choice that many business owners face is, do you just want a kind of a lifestyle business where you're delivering a basic level of service that you can sustain yourself, or do you want to build something bigger than yourself? And as you begin to make that choice, you know, we see a lot of founders who are, they have technical skill or professional skills, but they're not necessarily a manager or an operator.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn some of those things. And so as the business grows, they take on many of those other roles by necessity. And you learn how to budget, you learn how to manage people, you learn how to hire people. However, at some point, you'll hit another, an obstacle or a barrier to growth. And what we see often is the founder not being willing to let go of things because they've gotten attached to all these various roles in the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm often helping founders, know your role. Get clear about what's most vital for you. I'm getting called into work potentially with two different companies that are on growth paths right now. And I know you've seen this. So the original founder is part of the company as well as a new CEO that was brought in.
Uh-huh.
And that founder is struggling in most cases.
Struggling to let go?
How do I add value? Yeah, and there are all kinds of levels of this, right? There's
mm-hmm.
a technical and a skill level. They have
good for the founder for recognizing that he or she, whoever it is not the person to take them to down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But still, that doesn't make it easy to turn loose.
No, and in some cases, it's maybe a private equity group that invested in the business,
and that's those are their requirements.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So then you have this dilemma. You're probably familiar with this work of a guy named Noam Wasserman, who wrote a book called The Founder's Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
As a founder, you can typically, the research they've done says you can be the king, or you can be rich. In other words, you can maintain control,
mm-hmm.
or you can let go of control and gain much more wealth over time.
And not look back. You can't look back because the business that you hand off is not going to look like the business that you dreamed
Absolutely.
Of founding.
Absolutely. So if you're
it's
in the business,
change.
If you're primarily driven by control, that's fine. But
mm-hmm.
understand that you probably are limiting the other side.
It'll come at a cost.
Financial side.
Yeah, well,
so we see that all the time. And that basic trap of I'm doing so much of the work that I don't have time to build a better mousetrap
mm-hmm.
is where we see a lot of early-stage businesses kind of run aground.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for lack of a market.
But again, and I like what you said earlier. I'm pleased that you said this. If that's what makes you happy, rock and roll, folks.
Right, right.
If that's where you're comfortable, that you're not doing anything wrong.
Not at all.
It's
not
great if that's what you want to do. It's excellent, in fact. But if you look around and say, how come I'm not rich? It's because you made that decision.
Absolutely.
Hey, John, I need that website one more time.
It's readyfounder.com.
Will you come back soon?
Would love to.
We really enjoyed having you here, as always. Come back again.
Thanks for having me.
John Bradbury, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when John joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.